The Last American to Rule Iraq. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. He's, of course, Paul Bremer, now on the lecture circuit and willing to come out and say we should have stopped the looters who devastated Baghdad after the fall of Saddam. How?
The problem was not the number of troops, it was the orders they had.
You didn't want them shooting people just for taking TV sets?
I did want them shooting people.
You did want them
shooting?
Yes. As it was, the looting left the impression that we were not serious about law and order. And we faced another problem, too. High expectations.
We had overthrown this terrible regime in 3 weeks, something they had been unable to do themselves for 3 decades. Therefore, the next assumption was, well, if you can throw him out in three weeks, you can fix the power problem in 3 months.
But that's in the past. Today, he says there's no choice but to nurse the political process, because to lose in Iraq would be a green light to Islamists who are hell-bent on disrupting our economy and our government.
All they've got to do is let loose anthrax in a major American city or set off a large radiological bomb.
When I tried to poo-poo the idea that faced with such an attack, Americans would just roll over.
They want to kill us because they hate us. They don't want to kill us because they want to run America. They want to kill us because they hate us. Read their fatwas.
Just stay the course, he says. In a couple of years, the soldiers should be able to come home safely.
I'm hoping to take my granddaughter back to see where I was for that year myself, but I don't think it's going to be in the next year or two.
And as for nation building?
I think I can say I'm finished rebuilding nations for the rest of my life anyway.
Former American Viceroy Paul Bremer, author of My Year in Iraq. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.